This is Mugs in the Morning. We're here with Ben Smith. He's with Farm Rescue. He's the field manager. And Ben, first and foremost, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Absolutely. So, obviously, you know about what's going on here in Lincoln County, very dry, which is in some windy conditions, which has lifted a few just dry fires here. And I guess my first question to you is, you guys are a broad landscape. You guys cover numerous states. How does the connection process work and the communication process work? If, let's say, you're in central Iowa and there's, you know, something happening in Wisconsin, how does that process work?
Right. So the first step that anyone referring a family to us or the family that's in affected themselves would take would be to go to our website, www.farmrescue.org, and 24/7 they can fill out our short two-page application right there, stating what their crisis is and what kind of assistance would help them out. Or somebody that knows of a family who suffered something can refer a family right on our website as well. They can hit the refer a family button and they can just leave us some contact information for that family so that we can reach out within 24 hours and ask the family how we might be able to help. And they can refer, remain anonymous when referring a family if they prefer that as well.
And when you say reach out to refer for help, what are some of the most common ways you guys do assist these families?
Right. So obviously, in this case, with the fires, the most common way we would help would be helping with hauling in some hay. The families, the cattle feeding families, lost maybe their hay supply or their pasture ground or whatever their feed source was, and they need some hay brought in to help keep their animals fed and going. We can help with our semis to haul that in. A lot of times we can find a donated source of the hay or a discounted price that we might be able to pass along to them. A lot of times the families or other organizations already know of where the hay is. They just need help getting it transported to the families in need. And so we typically provide that trucking link.
And this time of year, these fires, is it are these normal to happen in, you know, late February, early March? And are these fires happening in other parts around your guys' coverage area or except for Nebraska? Or has it really just been this area?
Yeah, the ones in Nebraska within our 8-state region that we cover are the largest ones we've heard of so far that have actually damaged some cattle feeding operations. We've seen some smaller ones around, of course, with the hot, windy conditions we've had the last few weeks, but nothing that's caused any damage to any cattle feeding operations, of course, besides the ones in the Texas Panhandle, which is much larger scale, and that's a state that we don't currently offer assistance in right now either. So the Nebraska ones are the biggest ones within our service area.
And I was kind of doing some research on your guys' website prior to this interview, and I noticed you guys have heavily locations in North Dakota. Is there is that where you guys are started? Is that kind of a background place you guys have really covered is North Dakota?
Yeah. So the organization was started in 2005 in North Dakota by a farm kid that grew up on a North Dakota farm. That's where our main office is still located, in Horace, North Dakota, just about 10 minutes south of Fargo. But a lot of our employees, like myself, work outside of our home offices when we're not traveling in the field. And so I'm located in central Iowa is where I'm based out of. But we've got others in some of the other states as well. And, you know, we really try to cover all of our states equally. If there's a need that arises, we give that equal attention, just like anything that happens in North Dakota would get.
And you cover 5 states, and which of those states do you cover, or what are those 5 states you cover?
Yeah, so I cover Nebraska, Kansas, Illinois, and Iowa, and we'll be adding Wisconsin to that list starting July 1st, when our fiscal year starts here this summer. Wisconsin will be the 5th state that I'm covering.
And when you assist families, do you deal with more natural disasters, or is it more just personalized situations within families?
Sure. I would say the health and the injury crises are the most common thing we deal with, whether it's a cancer diagnosis or a heart issue or a farmer that gets injured somehow. either directly through their work on the farm or in another way that keeps them from doing their work on the farm, whether it be a car accident, ATV accidents, even cattle injuries, you know, working cattle, they can kick you. And we've had guys get broken legs or other injuries from that, or throw their, you know, shoulders out or other injuries through working cattle. So it's kind of it runs the gamut. Anything that happens to a normal human being, we see farmers deal with. It's just farmers don't have the luxury of taking a few weeks or a few months off to recover. You know, their work has to be done on time and when it needs done during that season or every day. And so that's where we can help bridge the gap. If they need to take some time to recover, we can get their work done for them while they're doing that.
Fantastic talking here with Ben Smith of Farm and Rescue out of Central Iowa, based in North Dakota, is established. And, you know, moving forward also, I noticed you guys do have a volunteer link on your website. How would one volunteer, and what, if you wanted to volunteer, how could they contact you guys and telling you guys they would like to volunteer?
Yeah, the website, again, is the best place to start. They can do it at their convenience 24/7, and they can just click on the volunteer tab and learn more about what types of volunteers Farm Rescue is looking for. Obviously, volunteers with farming and machinery experience backgrounds are the ones that we can most quickly get involved in helping one of our families. But if, you know, those aren't in your background, we do have other volunteers that help us out with marketing and outreach at farm shows, or maybe fundraising efforts and other ways that they're critical to our organization. So if you have a passion for helping farm families, don't hesitate to sign up as a volunteer on our website, and we can talk to you about how we might be able to use your skills to help the families in need.
All right, Ben, anything else you would like to mention about Farm Rescue to our listeners here at our Husker Radio KODY station?
Yeah, I would just like to reiterate that probably 70% of the families we help, the process starts with a referral from somebody in town that might know they suffered something, or another family member reaches out on their behalf to let us know to contact that family. So if you know of a family or a rancher that suffered some damage through these fires, you don't know if they need help or not, don't hesitate to leave us their contact information if you can, and we'll reach out to them and make sure they know that what Farm Rescue is, how it works, and so they have the option of, you know, signing up for assistance if they want. They don't fall through the cracks just because they didn't know that this existed.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time for you calling in, and we hope that you guys are able to help a lot of families this year, and good luck with the addition of Wisconsin in July.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you sharing our message.
Absolutely. That was Ben Smith, and we're back for more here on our Mugs in the Morning Husker Radio KODY station.